A few years ago, my friend Carter came to me for music advice. He's a huge Sigur Rós fan, and he was interested in hearing other Icelandic artists, so I suggested the queen herself, Björk. And I know Björk isn't for everyone, but I felt like Carter could get into her if he really wanted to. I mean, this is a guy who loves music. He knows and plays all these obscure instruments like ocarina, kalimba, Appalachian dulcimer, viola da gamba. How could he not fall in love with the lush sonic landscapes of Björk's music? So I gave him a few albums to start with, Post and Homogenic, of course, but also a few other songs in Vespertine and Biophilia. You know, the easier stuff.
I remember it like not being something that you could just put on as easy listening. I remember it being atmospheric music that was very emotional, but also very like distant. And for me, it was like kind of hard to relate to unless I was listening for nuances.
That was his first impression. But remembering how excited I was about her music, he decided to keep going.
And then it just kind of got weirder and weirder. And then like 2 hours into this, I was like completely lost. And I just kind of like had this moment of like, what on earth am I listening to?
When he told me this, I was like, Björk isn't for everyone, but at least you tried. I mean, let's be real. When I bring up Björk, you probably think of the iconic swan dress that she wore to the 2001 Academy Awards. Or you might remember Kristen Wiig's hilarious impression of Björk on Saturday Night Live.
Björk, how do you live such a quirky life?
It's easy. Take things you like and make them different. If you like swans, make them a dress. If you like screaming, make it music. If you like clouds, make them your friends.
And you think, Björk is a weirdo. She's too out there for me. But here's the thing. I let Carter and Björk down. I fell into the trap of what a lot of music snobs say. That Björk isn't for everyone, or that her work is for intellectuals. The musical equivalent of caviar. After listening and learning more, I believe that her work is actually more like chopped salad. There's something for everyone. No, really, everyone. Björk herself has asserted over and over that she's writing pop music. It's made for the masses. This is Björk Unraveled, a series that demystifies Björk's music one piece at a time. It's the podcast that every Björk fan can share with their skeptic friends and say, see, it's not that weird. It's the one I wish I had when I recommended Björk to Carter. In each episode, I'll pick apart a different facet of her work, from her signature vocals to her genre-bending instrumentation. And through it all, you'll realize that her music isn't unlistenable or esoteric. It's for everyone. You'll find new episodes every other Thursday. Subscribe now on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you find your podcasts.